Yo, what's good, people? Welcome back to another Deep Tempo podcast, your show dedicated to bringing you the latest and greatest dubstep / 140 tunes. My name's Sebo, aka the Rolling Dread.
Dubstep.
And this is my co-host.
Yeah.
Mr. DJ Cudder.
How's your hand?
Yeah, it's all right, man. Little knuckle tap.
I'm good, you know, we're here. It's episode 2, season 4. We're back again. We've got bangers after bangers after bangers, loads of sick releases. You know, we don't really bring the dubs as much, but there will be a dub special sometime in April, so please keep sending your dubs in.
Soon.
Just so you know.
Soon. I think we might start slipping in a couple.
Yeah, we need to, I think. Yeah, we do. We need to do that.
There's some I forget we're still sat on.
Yeah.
Some tunes come in for release that I'm like, oh, we've had that a while. Yeah, I forgot that was a dub.
In it, mate.
I forgot.
In it.
But yeah, no, gas, big tunes. It's been a busy start to the year, hasn't it, bro?
It has indeed. More to come next week.
Some of you have seen, we've been speaking with you. You've been reacting to the last podcast. Producers that tuned in, you know what's coming. A few teasers, I suppose. What happened from last week? Bizarre. Guest mix.
Yeah, man, that's sick. I listened to that in the gym yesterday. Yeah,
talking of dubs, I mean, we featured him. I think the first time we featured him was on a dub special, or it was a dub that we slipped into a show.
Yeah, you sent him just his release, and eventually he did get signed a couple of times.
Yes, he's been about me.
He's doing all right.
Heavy mix. You need to go check that one out. It will be linked down below in the description, people, if you haven't got to check that one out. And I suppose we had a little tease, didn't we, just recently. That's yesterday, day before.
Little teaser we both put on in our stories.
Yeah, Deep Tempo presents 002 announcement is coming very soon, people. Very soon. We're excited to get rolling in 2022, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, we've got some good ideas for this year.
Yeah.
Little plans. We're making some little lineup plans and stuff for the future. So hopefully they can pull through.
Been laughing. I've been a busy boy, bro.
You have, mate.
I've been on the phone.
You've been on the phone.
Next level dubstep business.
You've been on the emails.
I have. it's been a busy start to year. All exciting stuff, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
So look out. Sign up for our newsletter. If you don't want to miss any event announcements, if you want to hop on those early bird tickets when stuff drops, merch drops, competitions. Oh, we have got a competition very soon. We might be announcing one in the next show, you know.
Is it?
Or it might, if not, it's the one after. I will double check after the show to speak to the artists and management involved on that one. But yeah, all exciting stuff. Definitely sign up to our newsletter if you haven't already. Cut, man, how many features we got today?
Oh, I'm going to say 12 or 13.
I think it's 13 or 14, bro.
Do
you know what we haven't done? We ain't selected an outro.
Yeah, we can. That's fine. I did have some.
I've got some. I've got some free downloads tagged.
We're cool, man. We can just whack that in at the end there.
Getting gassed at all the tunes that we've got to feature today, bro.
We have said we're going to try and like just say the artist track name and like let you hear the tune and then we'll talk about it after. I know we'll do it twice and then just throw that in the bin and then just go back to our normal way, but we're giving it a go. We're giving it a fucking go.
Try
it hard. Are we starting with this? Are we going now?
We're ready. I think we're ready, man. If you're down, if you're here for the tunes, we're no mess about. Say 5 minutes in, you're gonna get a tune. Make sure you comment, like, let us know what your favorites are as we go along. It all helps, whether you're on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, all of them.
Google Podcasts.
Yeah, all of them. Let us know where you're listening. Tag us on the socials as well if you tuned in sometimes. Remember again, talking about that recent.
Tag us. Pop, pop.
Freaks me out when I see us on people's TVs and stuff.
Or when you've changed into The Rock Johnson.
Good old video cat. Might have to. I won't remember.
Remember.
I say that I am editing today, though.
Yeah. If you haven't, go on Leo Cap's Instagram. You'll see he's on the cover photo of his sexy face, but then it merges into The Rock, which is it's good.
Who else? Some people got some.
Jay Sparrow got like a woman, didn't he?
Yeah. And I can't know.
Yeah.
You have a look.
There's have a look. He's done another one today, didn't he?
Oh, Booker's Finest goes into like Will Smith.
Yeah.
I was like, how's that work?
Yeah. Funny, isn't it?
Something wrong with the algorithm there. But All good fun. He's, I can't wait to meet. Oh, talking to Leo Kapp though, he's coming over, isn't he?
He is, mate. He's coming to Manchester Hit and Run. He's going to play as Black Barrel and Leo Kapp.
Is it early March, I want to say?
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's pretty sick, man.
Or where else he might pop up, I suppose, while he's over here. I'm sure he'll end up on more than...
Yeah, probably a Dispatch or something will have him, surely.
Oh, yeah, drum and bass course.
But exciting, yeah, for dubstep, who knows? Hopefully he would. I mean, you can't... Like, this opportunity doesn't come around that often. So
yeah. I was thinking heavy about something, but of course they've already got System announced for March, so he's not going to hop on that because that's all sorted.
Exactly.
Who knows where he might pop up? Maybe in Bristol somewhere. We'll see. Definitely be good to catch him while he's over here. I suppose that's a good role. Talking of Leo Kapp, he was the last release on this label, bro.
Fucking really good.
Happened over the Christmas period. Yeah. We were having a little time off.
We were. Unfortunately, we didn't feature it, but you've seen it. I think it probably sold out more than likely, or it's done well. Yeah. It's Navy Cut, man.
Here they are.
It's Navy fucking Cut.
Back.
You're back again, and should we just get into the tune? Because I'm going to say stuff.
You introduce it, bro.
Okay, this is one of my favourite Navy Cut releases to date. It's the Operation Drop. It's a vinyl release. This is also going to be... Is it sold out? Helen was saying
sold out
on Bandcamp, but you can go get it on like Unearthed and those sort of
Red Eye.
Yeah, those sort of Peach. Vinyl.
Go to our Instagram and you'll see the other
platforms and stuff.
Stores,
yeah. This will be digital as well, but there's only one that is digital. There's one digital bonus. Is that when you buy the vinyl?
When you buy the vinyl, yeah.
Which is called Monojo. There's also Kakatua,
yeah,
and Drainage, and then the one we're playing, which is the one I was loving off for months and months and months, is Yamora. We're gonna play that.
Yeah.
Get into it. Release date quickly is the 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Hang on, mate. Go on.
Honestly, listen to this madness.
Let's go.
You did all right.
So far, so good, bro. No, this tune's big.
Feeling it already.
I know you're feeling it, bro.
I can't wait to feel it.
I'm sorry, but I have to wheel this tune.
Did Sparrow play it?
No.
Did he not play it?
We seen it on the stick when he was...
played the other one.
When he was scrolling down.
Yeah,
didn't we?
This one.
Yeah, he played this one.
Nah, this one's not it.
Let's go.
Are you ready?
Yeah. It's one that, you know, like the little pauses and the breaks and the cheers. Like, I just can't stop moving to that.
Yeah, rhythm.
They said even there no more. It drops out and I'm still just there.
Yeah, it's naughty, mate.
Gets you, bro.
It's a sound system test of that.
Yeah.
like, okay, we can talk about it now. Obviously, I heard this in the Operation Drops 1-4-Tay mix back in the day. Like a year ago. Yeah. And I was just there for it. Like, what is this tune? And I thought, it's got to be D-Up Drop. And I did ask him, it's his. And he said, yeah, it's called our name. Because I was like, boom, that's it. But God, Sparrow, how long did it take you to send it through,
man? Bro. I had it unlocked.
They're like, texting ahead of like 2 days. He's like, the podcast is getting recorded in 2 days. And I was like, what did I put? Like, me without the D-Operation Drop. Me with.
I'll try to find the verse.
It's just, the whole EP, man. It's not just this tune. This is the one. Yeah. This is my favourite, but... all the tracks, man.
Yeah, the drainage is big, man. But yeah, like Sound System Rhythms, bro. I can't wait to fill these out. Yeah, we're definitely gonna.
Oh, we're playing these on the first thing.
No, really? I would have just edited it out. Yeah, man. That's why we don't do stuff live. Yeah. I reckon. No, we'll give that a go one day, man. Some live action. Stuff,
yeah, we did like a
just make sure. Yeah. We've leaked stuff before.
Yeah.
Accidentally mentioned things.
Yeah. But
it wasn't really a big drama, though.
No.
No one was fussed. It happens all the time.
No, it will, yeah.
Leaked in terms of information, not actually any tunes.
Yeah, of information. Yeah, leaked tunes.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one, it's a huge release, man. Big, big release.
It's so good, yeah. And you can tell the response from it so far I've seen across the socials. Vinyl's sold out over on Bandcamp, so you need to go over to the other platforms. I believe you can still get the digital bonus. I think if you email, check Navy Cut socials. I mean, go follow them if you're not. You have to just email them your like purchase.
Yeah,
just a screen grab something of your receipt from say White Peach or Unearthed or something, and they'll send you the bonus track.
Yeah, which is Monohoe.
It's worth it.
Oh, fully, yeah. It's a 4-track of madness, mate.
We were talking about when you used to buy the old Inferno vinyls, which you've given to me just to get the digis when it was, that's how you got them before.
Yeah, before, yeah.
We forget half the time we're looking at what we do, that we just get the digis.
Yeah, exactly, man.
The vinyl releases and stuff. But yeah, 3 tracks, digital bonus, February 4th. You can go pre-order and purchase these now, so you haven't got to go wait. If you just want the digis, then do go straight to Navy Cuts Bandcamp. That'd be the best place to go and support them directly. And go cop it. I can't wait for my vinyl to arrive in the post.
Oh yeah, you got one.
I got a voucher. But Navy Cut family voucher. Talking of Navy Cut, bro. Moving on to another Navy Cut family member, but for a different label today. Ramsey.
Yeah, man. This one's a combo. Is it a compilation? I suppose it's like 5 tracks.
It's a VA.
Yeah, a VA. That's it. That's the Ramses. Another track. This is one we're gonna play as Ramses, but we'll go down quickly.
Yeah,
Substrata and Cargo, mate.
Cargo.
Chronicle featuring MC Dirt and Echo. And I don't know. Proper got the Liverpool there, an Echo.
If that meant to say Cubicle.
Is the last one. Extraterrestrial, we've been playing that a lot. We will play it now for you.
Yeah, Extraterrestrial Experiments.
We're going to play it now for you, then we'll talk about it after.
Are we playing Second Drop? Because that's what we play.
Yeah, we'll play Second Drop. I've got a fucking cue on here anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what we played out. Basscrout, Ramses, Explosive Volume 2.
Yeah, this one's 31st of Jam.
Let's go. It's so rounded.
This has to be absolutely terrifying. I mean, you're in a UFO with aliens.
I was just gonna give it a pause and I forgot you got the cue.
Yeah,
but... I got feels of playing this out.
Yeah,
Bristol. Probably in a lot of the vlogs.
Yeah, a lot of vlogs. Bristol, definite. I actually watched that the other day. That part from the Bristol Pro Sounds one.
Yeah, and just his Navy Cut when he's playing, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
We weren't playing his tracks while he was.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, other than Deep Tempo VIP. Oh, yeah. That we have from him.
We do, yeah.
Ooh. 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 Yeah. He said he was going to tweet that some more.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah.
He's probably been a busy boy, though, yes. Start of the year.
Let's get back to it.
Oh, yeah. Man. So his tunes reflect his personality.
Oh, fully.
That's what.
Yeah, man. Honestly, Ramses is one of the nicest guys, and he's just so upbeat, man.
His energy.
We went out, obviously, this is a quick one, but we went out. We were out with him. He was just such a good, fun guy to hang around with.
Hey, guys.
Hey, yo, Ramses. Whoa, let's go.
Legend. Bookies or something.
Yeah, it's all right, yeah.
It looked like one of those cash for gold places.
Yeah, it was. I never heard of Ramsden's before. But yeah, this track is perfect for its name because that has that sort of alien like synthy, what do you call it? Like a bubbly sort of, it's really staggered nicely.
I suppose the second section of the sort of the broken down.
Yeah.
The second section that is more reflection of what the first drops.
Yeah. That's
like.
Right.
But yeah, when we were playing a bunch of tunes just at that like sort of faster pace, especially when we were playing later, those sets we were playing later in the evening, like Bristol and Leeds, where obviously we didn't play this one, but that kind of vibe was, it was just, we wanted that 2-3, 4-5 energy, and it like just get people moving rather than.
He's the best at making you move, Ramses. And if you ever watch Ramses live, he moves a lot himself.
Bro, man's got energy.
Yeah, and I will tell you now, actually, this track on the, if you go to the Bandcamp of Basskraut, you can actually buy this track now out of the five.
Yeah, I think, yeah, if you order the whole thing as well, you'll
download this track. So yeah, get it early. It's a banger, mate. Bang.
Trust me, you'll enjoy it. You will enjoy it. Go follow.
We've enjoyed it.
Go follow Ramses, man. Haven't we? Slacking on that front, weren't I? Didn't even give the Diop boys a shout either, man. The Dioperation drop.
Oh yeah, that's just
I still don't know how many there is of them.
No, I'm not sure. To be honest,
someone let me know. They're just. Full on squad, aren't they? They're building a new studio up there and stuff. I remember talking to them. They're building a new space, headquarters and stuff, where they're planning on like streaming and I think doing like teaching and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Like online things. But yeah, Ramses as well. It's Ramses _ Lahamses.
Ramses Lahamses.
We follow him, so it's easy to find. I'm sure not too many Ramses are coming up.
No.
But yeah, go follow him. Go check out the Basskraut movement as well if you haven't. Probably. I mean, Basskraut featured in our sets a lot last year. A lot.
It did.
I had a conversation with Peter. Just big. Just tunes are bad boys.
Yeah.
Everything they drop in. So keep a lookout. We know. Oh yeah, it's got some forthcoming heat. We've got in the bag as well.
Yeah.
Next few EPs from them. Huge. Next up, another guy we kind of similar to how we mentioned Bazaar at the start of the show. Kind of got in, started sending some dubs and heard of. We're like, oh shit, man, this guy's real fucking good.
Yeah.
And he's started to get some love. He's featured on dub specials.
Yep.
And we've done an EP. I feel like we did do an EP.
I think
release.
So. Yeah.
I was trying to think, what was it? Was it self released though?
Oh, it was Hatched.
Oh yes, of course. talking about Dark Eye, he is now on Wheeling Deal.
Yes, he is.
N-Type snapped him up.
Yeah. It's definitely a relevant EP for Wheeling Deal.
Yeah.
Their sound.
It works.
For sure.
It works.
Yes.
The Immortal EP, that's the track we're going to be playing for you. Immortal is the A's track. But you've also got Foundation, Misty, and Militant Sound. It's also coming on the 4th of Feb. You're going to notice it's a common pattern here. It's a lot of 4th of Feb releases.
It's a lot of 4th, man.
That Friday's going to be big. That's heavyweight day.
Oh, fuck, yeah. I can't wait to go to that.
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Let us know if you're going to heavyweight. But yeah, here's Dark Eye, Immortal.
Give up God into an online. Registry of the hill. And you will be blessed for that. And if you think something that leads you astray, you'll be responsible for it and you'll be good.
That is so naughty. I would say, like, if N-Type made that tune, that wouldn't even surprise me.
Yeah, that's what you can picture.
Yeah, that's a compliment and a half to you, his sound, like, fully.
It's because he's dirty in the mid-range, that's why.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's so sick. Perfect. Man, I can't wait to see some more from Dark Eye, man.
Yeah, huge. I want to just give him a shout and say, if you're not familiar, if you're not caught him on our previous shows, or, you know, you're new to Deep Tempo, then... his name is down in the description. You'll find how to spell it easy. It's Dark AI, Dark Eye _ UK on Instagram is how you'll find him. He actually did a post recently, posted a picture of his face. Like, oh, that's what you look like, bro. And he wrote like a little intro about himself. You should definitely go and read it. Kind of talks about, he actually started producing a long time ago. And I think he talks about his, you know, having a kid, getting older and stuff, and just having to focus on, you know, providing, and that's why he's kind of recently just got back into making tunes again, and I was like, thank fuck he did. You know what I mean? Because I think there's a lot of people who just don't ever, you know, you think to yourself, there's some names, what happened to them? Where did they go?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, he's obviously, he's getting a lot of love already, man. It's killing. It'd be good to see him get some on some lineups as well, man. He's London based, you know. Any promoters, if you're listening,
yeah, maybe. Perfect. Well, you know, Wheel and Deal nights now.
Yeah, I'm sure. Did he get one of them Peckham Audio ones?
No.
Or did he go to that?
Don't think so.
I wonder if N-Type's still gonna do those through this year. I haven't spoken to him about it.
No, we should speak to him about
it. We'll ask him. But yeah, definitely go check out his Instagram, darkeye_UK. Go check out the EP as well.
Do you know who he looks like, actually? He looks a little bit like Theo's brother from Traces. Maybe it's him.
No, I know what you mean. But yeah, man, he seems mm. like a. Oh, there's his little studio set up there.
It's pretty sick.
To be fair, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, definitely go check him out. Obviously, Wheel and Deal, go support if you're feeling it. The other tracks as well, Bad Boy Foundation, Misty, Militant Sounds, Wheel and Deal 84, Bandcamp. You know where to go. Best place, go support directly. Give them the money instantly. And yeah, let us know. What are you thinking of that one, people?
Bang.
That boy. I can't wait to hear more. Yeah. He did send us a cheeky dub as well, actually, when he sent this one over.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
So N-Type sent us it, and we're like, oh, yeah, we spoke to him. He sent it already. Yeah.
It's another good start for Will and Deal. Again, it's probably going to be one of the better labels this year, I think.
Yes.
Again.
He'll be coming quick and fast.
He's good. He's on it, N-Type, and he's good with his label.
Yeah, you'll see what vinyl ones they drop this year. I think a lot of labels are just going to be very selective because they might only get three out this year because of the wait times.
Yeah,
it's crazy. And that's if you're putting up the money.
Yeah.
You know, for all three, well in a, like, yeah. It's crazy what they're having to go through. I suppose it just depends how, you know, what different people's setups are. You know, mad. We'll see. But yeah, next up, bro, keeping it rolling. We've got a couple bad girls.
Do you know what? Have we ever featured two girls yet where one's like the main producer and one's remixed it?
Have we ever done that?
I don't feel like we have.
Oh, no, there is definitely... Didn't Woven Thorns remix? Or was it the other way around? Someone remixed Woven Thorns tune?
Possibly.
I feel like she was on one.
Maybe, man. Maybe. But... Rum, who's that?
It's loud, isn't it? Got the window open. Yeah, it's quite toasty.
It is, yeah, man. Toasty room.
But yes, two of the baddest gals in the scene as well, man.
Fully, mate.
Jeez, someone's really... You got some bad boy racer going on.
Yeah, man. It's just my street racing career outside. Anyway. I did tell him I'd be done by about two, so I don't know why they're there.
Street racing. Drag the van.
Yeah.
In
the van, bro.
We're back with Kiva.
Yeah, boy!
She is coming with a new project. Swamp Monster that got dropped last year. A single on a solo release on Bandcamp. She's now coming with a VIP that she's made herself, as well as a Not Low remix.
Yeah, man.
That's the one we're going to play.
Yeah, of course. It's been a while since we had a Not Low on as well. So
yeah, I feel like we got a dub last time. It was a dub we featured.
Yeah, I think
release.
I think it was one of the dubs on the dub special when...
Was it the Taco Cat one?
Could have been.
That's a naughty tune. I think that got released in the end. Yeah. You missed that release. You missed it because you sent it so far. I think I was like, oh, she's dropped it. Yeah. All right.
Sometimes it happens, though, we just don't notice.
Yeah, that's it. You do have to warn us. Like, you might have sent us the tune, but if we miss the news on it.
Yeah, because obviously we have them as dubs, and then we just put them in a dub folder, and if we don't know if it's getting released, we just won't know that.
So. Yeah. It happens.
But we're doing that thing again when we don't just play the tune. Shit, I knew we'd do that.
It's all right, man. It's not too bad. Kiva, Swamp Monster.
Yeah.
Not Low remix.
Yeah.
Let's go.
4th of Feb.
It was a terrible, terrible scene. It was standing by the lake's side in the moonlight. And it was covered in slime.
Listen to a bit of the second line.
Yeah.
It was standing by the lake's side in the moonlight.
Big, cut the light, big ball. She sharpens her gloves. It widens, it
man.
Let's go.
Swamp Monster.
Yeah, that second's naughty, man.
Yo. Hey, I think with both this one and the Kiva's VIP, she kind of made them, they both made them like that little just dirty. Yeah, just yeah. Like kind of green, yeah, darker. Because the original is obviously, it's a lot more, just a lot more swaggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah, man.
It's so good. They're bad. Oh, I want to see.
I want to say collab.
We've spoken about Kiva and collabs before. How it's been more solo work, I suppose. But I know a lot. She's not the only one. It's just we've thought of. I think we're sure we've mentioned a few on the show. Like, wouldn't be sick if they collabed.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not every artist. I know there's many out there that are more about their self-expression.
Yeah, of course.
Whereas the remix thing's kind of nice because it's sort of like you do get a feel for both of them.
Yeah, I suppose it is a kind of collab in a way.
Yeah.
Because Kiva's original work, isn't it? So.
For sure. And yeah, they're both actually bad in their own right.
Yeah. Well. Oh, right, yeah.
Smashing it.
Killing the scene.
So many show announcements lately. I've seen not the... What festival did she announce? I'd love to catch her live, man. Well,
yeah.
Man. Obviously, we've seen Kiva before, but still like to see her with a new material.
Yeah.
She was teasing about foreign travels the other day.
Really?
Kind of response, like, hey, let us know if you're passing through.
Yeah.
I'd like to know who else is coming through the UK as well. Not though, sort of on that same vein, we've kind of spoke about it, but this, the cross-pollination, you know, people across the pond, like, getting to know one another, because we felt about that, about Mifflin early on as well.
Yeah.
And I definitely, people over here do know, especially if you're into the bit more heavier sound. But I don't know, it's just thinking, our venues, generally speaking, for someone to come and play over here as well, they need a few, to make it worth it, they need a few gigs. It is hard to pull off.
It is.
I seen someone make a comment about why aren't more UK people booking these American acts. So it's like, it's hard for just like one club who's got a 300 capacity to be like promoter, to be like, oh yeah, I'll just fly you over from America for a show. It's not financially, that's not going to work out for them. No. Unless they literally just, the artist happy to come and play, maybe not for much fee, and their accommodation travel's paid for. It's hard. They need to get a little tour going for like 2-3 weeks, which usually involves an agency running it for you, because you don't have direct contacts with promoters and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what a lot of the UK heads do. They go over for, that's what Nick Goods does. He goes over for four weeks or something, or 3 weeks, does like 5, 6, 7, 8 shows, and then
knocks them out,
comes back.
Because you need as little, that's the other thing, if you're mainly playing weekends as well, you need as little days in between your sets, or else it's just eating into your money, staying in hotels, or even if you're getting put up in someone else's place. Depends what city you're in.
Yeah.
It's hard. But I'd love to see you both back up here soon. This year, hopefully. Who knows? Or I suppose maybe even more likely is if we go over there to just to enjoy ourselves. I mean, just go over and maybe book a festival this year. Who knows?
That'll be the dream, man. That's the dream, isn't it?
Yeah. Just go over for fun. Yeah.
That would be sick.
Just go and enjoy ourselves. We'll see.
Yeah, there's so many festivals, so many that America, Canada have got. I'll just look at it, I'm like, oh, like, you know when Tony and Sam do their videos and stuff?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it looks wild. Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
With DVD takeovers and that. It would be good to see. But yeah, Kiva, Swamp Monster, that was the Not Low remix. Go check out the VIP as well when that drops. 4th of Feb, it'll be from Kiva's Bandcamp. What are you waiting for?
Go get it.
Go. Next up. This guy.
Yeah, Jazwan.
Well, I don't know why.
I don't know. It's just one of those names that you say in that sense.
He feels like he could be a baddie in a 1970s kung fu film.
I will get you, Jazwan.
Needs revenge.
Revenge of the Jazwan.
Yeah. Encrypted audio.
Yeah, this is this track, man. I love this track.
First one back of the year.
I think so.
Yes, we didn't have that show. So. I was like,
I've
seen the source they got coming for the year though.
Good.
Looks very good. Excited. One of the tunes, I was like, is that not out yet? I've been listening to it for it's not tunes, EPs. I was quite surprised. But Jazwan, Exoplanet, EP, we are going to play Exoplanet for you. It's quite an experimental EP.
It is.
We'll just quickly explain that before we play.
Yeah, yeah, go.
This is the only 141 on there.
Yeah.
The others are sort of 120, there's a 170. There's another one that I'm not quite sure. It's out there.
Yeah.
Pretty much like sort of dubstep, like sound design. It's just been laid out in different formats, quite funky. Yeah. But this one you really like.
Yeah, this is a brilliant track.
Let's get into it.
Down.
Ready?
Yeah.
4th of Feb.
They're awful.
Yeah. Ooh. Is there any that aren't?
Yeah.
Yeah, just reminding ourselves how he was one part of 16-bit
back in the day.
Back in
the mate, school crack, bro. One of the best tunes you'll ever hear, man. Like, tear out vibes on that was madness. Just
they did, yeah, they made some pretty heavy stuff.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, fucking hell, thinking back to 100% pure dubstep volume 2.
Yeah.
Just looking at that on disc, like, this is dubstep, of course. Mate, they were about Boca Records. Matters. Yeah, not sure. Well, I feel like we discovered that late. It was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah,
we discovered that he was from. I think it's because Encrypted said mentioned it in an email. I was like, what?
Yeah, I didn't even realize. Yeah,
is it? But yeah, Jazz One. If you're familiar, go follow him, Jazz One. .40 on Instagram.
.140.
.140. What did I say?
.40.
Oh, yeah, .140. Skip the one.
Yeah, skip that.
Yeah, that's where you can go find him. Encrypted Audio. If you somehow not familiar yet, you need to go follow them on the Instagram too.
Why have you got no posts anymore?
Oh yeah, it's clear. he's had a clear out.
What did I sing?
Starting fresh. I don't know.
Just so used to the singing now.
Yeah, maybe he's starting fresh on the old.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, interesting.
Maybe there's a new look and feel.
Maybe.
Who knows? Ooh, who knows, bro?
Go one content.
But yeah, 4th of Feb for that one. Go check out all 16-bit stuff, especially if you're into some of that
metal. Yeah, boy, that's hard shit. Oh, you're back on the list of myself.
Yeah, I'm just clicking on this. Look at that buckle, the fucking MLK.
Mm.
This is on on that comp that they put out. Isn't it? That's mad. Chainsaw Calligraphy. Fucking hell. Mad tune. Yeah, interesting. He's definitely going to be coming regular on Encrypted by the looks of it. So,
yeah.
Keep a lookout, people. Next up, That is that's digi only. I just want to make sure, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, encrypted do sometimes do. It is digi only, I think. Yeah. Encrypted Audio is Bandcamp. That's where you want to go anyway to go support that one. Go grab it. Go check out the other stuff. If you're into some more experimental vibes, go check out the other tunes. Next up, the normal mailouts, man. So it's...
Yeah, we've I think we featured one before. No more mailouts back maybe quite a while ago, but yeah, it's just good to have Sir Hiss back on the show.
Oh, you mean from the label?
Yeah.
Was it the Schmetterling one on there?
The what?
Or was that a different name? Schmetterling, you remember? And I was like, it's a butterfly.
I can't remember. To be honest,
I just come to my brain because you mentioned it.
No.
You were like, oh, someone's been on Google Translate.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, this one, Outlaw EP.
Yeah.
Three tracks. One of them features, it's a collab with Lemsdale. And that track's called Bandits. The other one's called High Noon. We're going to play Outlaw for you.
Yeah, man. Ready for this?
Let's go.
So one for Ian.
Is it not?
Yeah. Ringo! Heard you wanted to see me.
The Americana's dead.
Let the old man down. What's wrong, Ramon? Losing your touch? Raid Ramon. Shoot to kill, you better hit the heart. Your own words, Ramon. The heart, Ramon. Don't forget the heart. To the heart or you'll never stop me.
Is naughty, man. Just give me a bit of Headland vibes to it. A little bit.
I wanted some like Wu-Tang lyrics on there. That's what I was waiting for. It's fucking gangster. Outlaw, obviously, it's got that vibe in it, that cinematic vibe. Similar to how we Rhodes Beef in it.
Yeah, that's true. We started Sticks. Yeah. Can't remember the name of it now. Something Pole Dub or something.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, Sir Hiss. I'll just remind us, have a little look at his story on the IG. Sir Hiss Bristol. If you want to find him on Instagram, people, go follow him. Go support him if you don't already. Denver Crew. It's coming out to you soon, by the looks of it. First of February. First of February. You can catch him at the Black Box, man. That would be sick. Lucky book. I don't know if he's played there before or not, but I'm sure he's going to have a sick time out there.
Great time, mate. He will.
That Key Push set, that was the most recent one, isn't it?
I've seen it, mate.
It's good.
Is it?
It's good, yeah. If you haven't caught that, peeps. Sir Hiss's latest. Who else was on that one? Yeah, Keep Push. She was absolutely bad boy. Let me quickly find it. Yeah, with M's, isn't it? Yeah, it was only a month ago.
No, nice.
Yeah, I stuck it. I done it. Was it work day or just stuck it on?
Yeah.
It was good vibes, decent, man. Got me through work. Oh, it's Pineapple Records takeover one. Yeah, God, it's done good views, that ass, man, in a month. Lots of people. There was quite a few. Oh, what's the IDs?
Give me the IDs in here.
Yeah, vibey. Not strictly like 140 in there, I don't think. Some vibes. It'd be a good gym one, man. If you can find it, not on YouTube, I guess.
I can still list for a YouTuber.
Just leave it open.
Yeah,
because like, some people got premium and they can lock it, can't they?
Yeah, but that, yeah. I was going through some Sir's tunes yesterday. It's Danny Uzi Vert, obviously. And the Booker's Finest remix of that.
Of course.
And then I've actually found the Monk remix of that as well, which is available to buy. And it's very good.
Oh, it's off?
Yeah. Mate, check it out. Because obviously that tune's from, obviously, Lil Uzi Vert's song, one of his acapellas, isn't it?
That's why it's
sick, man.
One of my favorite releases is still Frequent Flyer with Saigon and Temujin. This one, that vinyl sold out, like, look at that. Someone's selling it on Discogs for £300. Who's that Judas? Let's call him out. 140 style on Discogs, he Judas.
£300.
£300 for a vinyl, you know. He's having people like, look, he's selling Bengal. Look at them prices, man.
Yeah, you're taking the piss for that one.
£80, £85 for that. Taking the piss, bruv. But then he's hoping someone buys it, so it probably funds his whole year of vinyl sales. Well, that ain't a whole year of vinyl sales. It's probably like 2 months for me. Mad. But yeah, go follow Sir Hiss Bristol. No More Mail Outs as well. It's also on Instagram. Check out the EP Outlaw. Go check out that collab. Lensley Dale's on there with Bandits, that track. And High Noon as well. I really like High Noon. So that's probably, might just be my second favourite one here. Maybe. I was having a little listen yesterday.
Yeah.
Trying to make my mind up. It's coming out, I think I haven't said the date yet. 11th of Feb. That one's dropping. So not the 4th. Quite a little bit longer.
Yeah.
It'll be the following Friday. So yeah, keep a lookout for that one, man. Next up, bro, tell us about this compilation, man. I mean, I love it too, but you were the first to listen to it.
Yeah, I was listening through and I was like, mate, this is one of the best like compilations, VAs, I suppose. Yeah. This is a small one that I've ever heard, bro.
Yeah, it's
bang. This has got 6 tracks and all of them are like bang on, man. They're all worthy of playing on the podcast.
Yeah.
There is a couple that stick out slightly. Centauri. Shigeru's one, fucking great. There was one called Jonah K. That was another one. And SBK as well, what we had as a dub.
Yeah, we have actually played that out at least once or twice.
Yeah, we have. And then Fuja. Another sick track, and then the 7 Parts Project as well. Yeah, like we said, we're going to go for that Century one, man. This is a... Wow. You explained it to me earlier how you thought it was like...
There was a little bit on the low...
See
if that reminded me of the track from a little bit. It's the same. There's Maze's Navy Cut.
Yeah, you get that sort of vibe from tracks, don't you? But maybe that'll work together then.
Yeah, listen. You might hear it now that when you hear it again. Centauri Wendigo.
Wendigo.
I've got to have a look what the hell that is. He's always got funny names.
This one's 14th Feb.
Yeah.
So I'm going to crack that on now and enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself. What is this Wendigo? It's a mythical creature or evil spirit which originates from folklore. Cool.
Got one then, let's have it. Centauri. Oh, here already. I'm ready for it. I'm ready. Yeah.
it's that flippy neck. That's what that's what Herb is. It's slightly different. And he switches it up nicely, man, in this one as it goes along.
This is just so... Like, this track, yeah, you can't double. It has to just be played out as it is.
There's lots of tracks like that.
You need it, because you can't hear it. I've tried to say this at the thing. Oh, right. I was like, oh, and I was like, nah, it has to be by itself.
Clean, clean.
So clean. But let's go, man. This would be so good on, like, a song. Firmly rooted. Come back again, man. I just want to get back in look.
Should we go out tonight?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Who's raving tonight?
Man, I'm going in Lloyd's with my USB and I'm just going to put this song on.
Lloyd's. Be the worst system to put it on ever.
Just if I already hear that low end,
you
at might as well
put it on your Bluetooth speaker. Okay,
then. You ready?
Yeah, man.
Go on, double pull, man. Let's go. Second drop, let's hear it.
Go on.
Yow. Did we even say the label on there? I can't remember if we did.
Oh, I don't think we did, actually.
Maybe we'll say it now.
Conscious Wave?
Conscious Wave compilation.
Yeah, boy.
14th of February.
Yeah, five artists from Canada, one from the US.
Yep.
Oh, Centauri is the US one, isn't it? Pick the one US guy.
Yeah. Good down. Going straight in the live play out.
Put it in the folder, man. It's heavy. There's a few, like we said, there's a few tunes from this comp though. You gotta go check it out, people. 14th of Feb. So you got a little while. But yeah, why is that play? I was thinking, why have we got to wait till Heavyweight to go out? But no one does anything in January, do they?
Nah, man.
Unless you're Bristol.
Yeah.
Saying it's to hell, and then four nights a week in that city.
Yeah, literally.
You know, got any sesh heads.
Yeah, oh, fuck it. Bristol's the sesh city of the UK.
Yeah.
Gotta be in it.
It's up there. It's definitely up there, man.
But the good thing about Bristol is, like, it's not your typical, like go into like lava ignite kind of theme, and it's like a sort of bit dingy bars, got some like nice like raves and stuff, like edgy, quite edgy dressed people,
independent culture,
yeah,
just fries there,
don't give a fuck, but it's sick, man. Everyone's really nice from what I've experienced anyway. I'm sure there's some dickheads there like anywhere, but
there's dickheads everywhere.
Yeah, not here though, bro. You're not a dickhead to
me. Thanks, bro.
That's all right. Should we kiss now?
Nah, I'm good.
You cool?
Nah, don't.
You don't kiss.
Don't maybe call you out on the podcast. You've done enough smooching.
Oh,
here we go. Nah, we'll save it. Another time.
Another time. Oh, be careful now.
Yeah, Centauri and the Conscious Wave Gang. Big up Shigeru, man. Thanks for sending this one through, bro. It was big. It was big, as you told us it would be, man. Big up SBK, Shigeru, Thuja, Centauri, Jonah K, Seven Parts Project 2. Big. Keep a lookout for that one, people. Also, we should mention, it is the third compilation these guys have done, so go check out 1 and 2 as well. It's a yearly thing, yearly traditionally done. Made them all banging. So go check out the back catalogue as well. Next up, back with a Donnie, man.
I'm looking. Okay.
So, where are the notes?
Where is it?
Yeah, Jemmy.
Yeah, man.
First Infernal Vinyl of the year.
Yeah.
They just had Monks just dropped, which we had on last show.
We did?
Yes.
Was it Monk?
Yeah. Sanskrit. And Ego Death, remember? We did Ego Death back to back. Yeah.
That's what you mean. Yes.
And we did the collab on that.
Man. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. But look, we're back again. And we've actually got the one after as well, you know.
Because they've got the Digi and the vinyl releases, they're coming thick and fast, bro. But this one, yeah, Jemmy. Irreversible Culture, Infernal Sounds. I think we're going for that age, right?
Yeah, go for that.
That's what I was thinking, bro.
And there is an RST remix on that exact track as well.
Yeah, there is. He makes it, it's RST, he's brought in a like two-step vibe to the tune. And then, yeah, the B one is Destination. This is Infernal Sounds 30. It's 11th of Feb. Emily Dayson on artwork, as always.
That's smashing it.
Yeah, well, man. Always sick. And here it is, Irreversible Culture by Jemmy.
We're good, man.
We're professionals.
Yeah. Yeah.
hype, man. Tune's got energy.
Yeah, pure energy, man.
I was going to say, yeah, if you haven't... Jemmy, man, if you don't know about Jemmy, I mean, you need to, because he's been around for time now. Literally, he's just Bristol through and through.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he is. He's through a FM show, regular now. I've tuned in a couple times, actually. His little Christmas special one. That's a good fun. But yeah, this one, I was just double checking on his... I don't know why I went to his Bandcamp, Infernal. It is up for pre-order now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's been up for a while.
You can go pre-order it, right? Oh, yeah, see, that's confusing. Cause
yeah.
That went up, then bam, Monk. There we have it. Bruh. Finals, still available over on Bandcamp. Infernal Sounds 30. That's where to go. Go check out the RSD remix as well, if you like those. Oh, you can't preview those ones yet. Oh, maybe we should have...
Oh, you're not. Oh, well.
Maybe they'll drop a bit sooner. Yeah. Or there might be clips
on the video.
SoundCloud and on SoundCloud. That's
usually
where people do the clips.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got some go ahead at /infernal_sounds and you will see the clips.
some good primer there, lad.
There you go. That's how you can hear it, man.
Yeah, boy.
I'm gonna give that a like as well. I always miss the little clips, the show reels that people put up, because we just get in the DM, so I don't really...
They used to do so well back in the day on SoundCloud, the show reels, but now the album's fucked up.
Mate, SoundCloud is painful now, man. Just don't even get me started on
the moment. It's like every like good platform just goes to shit after a while because of like money and advertising and algorithm changes.
Yeah, but they just don't even... I don't know who the fuck designs their shit, man. It pains me. It absolutely pains me.
Yeah.
But anyway... Jemmy, man. Cool. It's DJ Jemmy on Instagram. That's where you need to go if you don't follow the Don. Go do that.
Go do that.
Go do it, man. Do you know what? I didn't catch that one with Trends, you know. Didn't catch that one.
Come on, you go back.
That would be a hypey radio sesh for sure. But yeah. When's it dropping? 11th of Feb. I was going to say 4th then, everything. The 4th is like glued in my brain. 11th of Feb, you can go support that one, peeps. Next up.
Okay.
Bro. There's a lot of explaining to do with this guy.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just play it and then we'll get into it after.
Should we do that? Should we say who it is or not?
Yeah, this guy, Chef Boya Beats, he's been on our radar for a little while. When we played these tunes out, they've got a lot of reaction.
Yeah, they have.
We'll talk about that afterwards. This one's called Flight Malfunction. We believe it's getting dropped as a single. It's like a solo drop. So look out for Bandcamp. He wasn't that clear in your email, bro. You need to clear that up. But it's February 16th, and we'll tell you where you can go follow him if you don't want to miss out on it. Let's go. It's a nutty tune, man. Yeah,
put this in a mix before.
What, one that's online? Yeah, he's a nutty guy, man. He's someone I just think can bring a lot, like, because he doesn't normally produce dubstep. This is the thing, he makes, you can tell. Like, you just hit, as soon as, I remember first listening to his tunes, like the first four or five he sent through, and being like, you instantly hear someone who's making dubstep but bringing in their influences from their other breaky
100%.
I don't even know how he described what he made, man.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's, they've got, like, and we've not played this one out as much, like, live.
No, not live, no.
But there's another tune he sent us that we played out.
Power One.
Yeah, that, if you're listening, bro.
Power of, is it Power,
Power of Sound? Sound, I think, yeah. That one has got a...
That's got a good reaction.
You dropped it at...
at the end type thing.
Phase Transition, and he was like, this is dirt, what is that? Yeah.
That's what
I think you did, actually, at Phase, you did play both. I think you played two of them.
I played a Bizarre one and a Chef one.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that one, that Power of Sound.
I dropped that on the boat.
Yeah.
Mm. And it...
Yeah, it goes to Yorkshire. Yeah, it does, man.
Navy Cut Boat Party... it was that on the cast when I dropped it.
Yeah.
They both went fucking off. Interesting guy, yeah. Chef, I mean, we never really confirmed. Boya Beats. I think we're saying your name right. It'd be down below, Beats with a Z on the end. Boya Beats is one word. We follow him on Instagram, so he's easy to find. Just search Chef _ Boya Beats. If you want to go find him as well. I want this guy to make more 140 because I just don't know what he's going to come with, man. These weird cuts and fucking he breaks up a tune, just different.
He is different. There's a lot of stuff he has sent that, like, we've played out. Like I said, I put this one in the mix, the Power of Sound one. He's an interesting, and he goes on that heavier sound as well, and you just, like, you can really surprise people with the drops, like with the Power of Sound, that one's I hope I think I've put it in one of the other mixes, that one as well, the Power of Sound.
Probably
it's on the Phase Transition thing anyway. You can go on YouTube. Yeah. Well, I don't know, it's crap. But
did you put it in the?
I put it in
heavyweight mix, actually.
Might have, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, that Phase Transition mix wasn't really...
It's last minute, wasn't it?
Yeah, we didn't really enjoy it.
Four in the morning.
Yeah, wasn't a great mix, really. But you can have a listen back anyway. But yeah, sick. Chef Boy Beats, keep coming, man. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
No noise.
Double check it was... Yeah, so Feb 16th, that's meant to be coming. You need to follow him if you want to go get it and keep looking out.
Yeah, boy. We're
not 100% where that is dropping. I presume your Bandcamp, bro. Let us know if you are tuned in here on... YouTube or SoundCloud and that, just drop it in the comments so we can know where it's gonna be at. Next up, brother, we have another long time done man. I always just feel like this guy doesn't quite get his props, like his
don't mate. Yeah, he's like it's, mate. Yeah, he's been going for years, mate.
Yeah,
fucking years, and it's good to have him back again. This one's on Bass 372.
Yeah,
so bad, you know, the Russian, is it the Russian?
Estonian.
Is it Estonian? Key 100, where's he from? So he's bringing it.
Yeah, no, he said about it, it's in Russian, but he lives in he lives in Estonia, don't he?
I don't know, to be honest, but it's relevant. Yeah. But yeah, Bizweed, Hunting Season on Bass 372.
Yeah.
Crime Scene, Hunting Season, Cyclops, and Gollum.
Hunting Season edged it for me.
Yeah.
That was the one year.
Yeah, yeah.
But this it's a sick EP.
Should we just play it?
Yeah, let's go.
Click that. His tunes, isn't he? Sometimes, like, it can just be quite crazy, and the sounds he uses as well is quite.
He can make it anything.
That's, yeah, he can.
He's one of those that I don't really have any preconceptions of like what the tune's gonna sound.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Unless it's like the track name.
That's so true.
He does the last one we played was that quite more like the sci-fi.
Yeah.
Had all that cosmic. So you already had some.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, prejudged like, oh, what kind of texture is gonna be in this tune, but. Yeah, I remember, yeah, when I played that, I was just like, fucking hell. And I was thinking, do you know what? I was thinking Mean Streets. I was thinking very Boyle.
Yeah, yeah. That's
like,
right.
You could see that on that. But the tunes on there, they're not all on that level. There's
no.
On this EP, Crime Scene, Cyclops, Gollum, different vibes across them, man. It's just Bizweed. You can make anything, and he makes it so sick.
Yeah,
you
can.
He's fucking brilliant, man. And yeah, I feel like this with Bass 372, when they just come through, always feature them when they come through. They're not a monthly label. Mm. They're not always dropping, but when they do, man, it's just,
yeah, no, they're a good label, man.
Bad Boy.
Yeah.
I was just enjoying the tune too much, man. But yeah, Bizweed. He's got his name on. Yeah, it's just Bizweed. That's it on IG. Easy to find, man. Go support these guys. Go follow them, people. And yeah, Bass 372 Records on Instagram as well. What's that? What's that night they've got on?
Yeah, man.
Oi. When's that?
Function 1. Bizweek Q100. DJ Ken 2. 6 to 11. Tickets are €5. I assume in Estonia.
Yeah. But when is it?
Literally.
Oh, that was 7 weeks ago. It says tonight.
Right.
I was going to say, there's no time on the fly.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd love to get out of there.
Yeah, man. It'd be interesting.
Estonia looks beautiful, man. Such a nice country. It's because it's... It's kind of the Baltics, isn't it? The Baltic Sea, man. We'd love to go out there. Yeah, they do. Yeah. That Platypus Q100. Mm. Custo, sorry.
Yeah, Custo. Sorry, Custo.
Sorry, bro. We'll keep saying it there. Yeah, Donnie's, man. We'll get out there. We'll link up with him, man. One day. Next up, bro. Stunner.
Yeah. We featured this producer. Why are we like 2 years ago? Maybe a year and a half ago, like
we've Abstract Sonnets. Was that on his
Odd Summit? I can't remember what it was, but
I was gonna say album wasn't.
Nah.
Was it on that Orfect label?
It could have been. Yeah, it's just a collab tune.
Yeah, yeah.
But this time it is his own EP on the Isom Collective, featuring a remix from 11th Hour. One of our favourite producers, Faux Show. This is the Frostbite EP. Got Frostbite, which we're going to play.
I didn't even really... Is this the Frostbite EP? I
think so. Well, it might not be. Actually, no, I think it is. It must be, because it's Frostbite and the Frostbite 11th Hour Remix.
I've written that like that because that's what we're featuring.
Ah, right.
Not because...
Could be Frostbite EP, it might not be.
I think it might be in that order, you know, Heads Up.
So there's Heads Up, Crook, Frostbite, Candice, Frostbite 11th Hour Remix. We're going to go for the Frostbite original, my friends. Yeah,
the remix is absolutely bad, boy.
Yeah, it's bad.
But we're just like, do you know what? Is it Block, man? We haven't had him on the show for ages. Yeah. Let's just play the original.
Let's do it, man.
Just let him shine for a minute.
Let's do it. For February 4th, as usual.
As usual.
As usual. We'll be right back.
weird. Where Ziplocs are actually based himself, man.
Canada, maybe?
Hmm?
I don't know. Canada, maybe?
Nah, I think he's out in Europe, bro.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I'm sure he is. I was trying to tell, like, from his photos, he's got anything up.
Yeah.
Or, like, a little geotag anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, nah, he's definitely European, bro.
Oh, okay. I don't even know.
Because, he featured on that. So we just had Isom. We were talking about... Staying on all that side, innit? And then it's Isom Collective, that abstract sonnets that we featured before.
Yeah.
Is when we had him on. I remember really loving the artwork.
No, Isom's this one, this EP.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Well, the Ziplock.
And he's back on.
Back on the same one, yeah.
Yeah, man. Isom Double Eight. February 4th. Frostbite. Oh, I think... I have the other original.
I think it was Heads Up for me.
Yeah, the first track. Yeah. That's probably why. I think it is.
Yeah.
Is it up for pre-order now? Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Heads Up time. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a Heads Up EP. I thought it was.
Yeah.
I work sick on this.
Yeah, it's good though.
Nice start. Oh yeah, because the is it Mike Same Man?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, it looks.
I haven't quite got the
good
rough lines on it, but who knows? They do. You get A3 poster prints with these. Where you don't get them with it, but you can also order them for the artwork from their releases too, which I think is pretty sick. I think they're pretty... Oh, I swear there was only like 20 when he did them on the last run. They're printed on a nice heavy-duty, nice little matte bit of paper. You can probably frame that up if you're digging it. Ziplock, he is on Instagram, Lock, LOKK, that is, underscore dub. Isom, easy to find.
Isom Collective in one word.
Oh, there you go. Is that their first just over 1 year since they officially launched the Isom project? Oh, I missed this. That's a nice post. 29th. Yeah, the artwork. What they've put out so far, remember that? Yeah, Miles, Manzi, Duckum. What's that middle one there? I don't think that was.
That Duckum,
yeah. But yeah, Bizweed. Sick, bro. YLS and oh yeah, that was the 3WA, didn't we? Play the original though.
We had it over Outlook, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Go check out Ziplock, go support them, follow them, Isom as well. 4th of February if you want to go get that one, people. On their Bandcamp, always best place to go. Next up, bro.
Oh,
it's been saying this tune for a little bit now, man.
Yeah, man, yes. And you know what? I feel like he keeps improving every time.
For sure.
Mate, we got you on here, bro.
Young lad.
From Coventry, man.
From the ends, man.
People don't know,
ends.
Coventry is next to where we live, the next city over.
It's where I'm born.
It's where he's born, mate.
Born and bred.
Yeah, he supports Cov City Football Club as well, unfortunately for him.
I don't really follow football. more unfortunate for me is I follow the Dolphins. It's just,
yeah, he's,
just as bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Jamzig.
Jamzig, mate. Go on, lad.
But you met him a couple of times, no? Or once, yeah. Twice?
Once, I think.
Is that the entire... Nah.
Brighton?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Thought we met him at... Didn't you come to another thing?
No, Brighton. That's it.
We met, yeah, you come down to the Brighton show. That was sick though.
Yeah,
I remember saying, come, they were repping Deep Tempo.
Yeah, man, they got two in it. Yeah, this is on Deep Mantra Collective. This one
is it, Luke? His name?
I'm not sure on names.
Apologies, I think it is, bro.
Is it?
Let me know if I'm wrong. I apologize, man. But yeah, Jamzig. Minty played a couple of his tunes, yep, in Birmingham.
Some dubs, mate.
They didn't open up. Chapper did when they played.
Yeah, that was in that's in the vlog. You can go see that if you want to. But yeah, that's a bit of a banger. That one, that's wheel. That one, Jamzy. You know, I like his little. Sometimes I like his little. What's the thing? What do you call it? You know, it was like Jamzy, and then it drops.
Oh, yeah.
With the Jamzy. This one, yeah. So 024 EP, February 25th on Deep Mantra Collective. There's four tracks. Bun Babylon, Come Through, Rude Boy and Roll Safe. We're going to play Come Through, bro.
Yeah, this one for me. Yeah, it's the standard track, right. Come Through.
Yeah, man, it's good to have Jamzig on in, man. He's been supporting us for a while, so we've got to support himself.
So he's bringing through the new names.
Mate,
and it's what we do.
Let's go, man. You ready?
Yeah.
Is it on? I come through like.
Yeah, boy.
I come through like, what is it on?
Jumping.
Who's my man? What is it on?
Vibes, man.
Yeah, it's like a slow head nodder, isn't it?
Yeah. Into the club vibes.
Yep,
that's
sure.
What I'm feeling.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I was just like, I need to mention, I mean, it's the first time we've had Deep Mantra Collective.
Is it?
So,
is
I was, yeah, I've,
fun, you know?
Because I was thinking that. And they're US based.
Yeah.
Rooted in culture. That's the. So, it's, yes, deepmantracollective.bandcamp.com is where I'm guessing this is going to be at.
More than likely, yeah. This was quite a while away, this one, though. I thought we'll get it in now, though. 25th, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, because the next show might be pretty stacked, bro. Yeah. Comps and stuff rolling. It's good to get it in, like we said. And we're always, if we can, get a new name in the show. I think he's the first new name today. Even, you know, we only had mentioned Ziploc once, maybe Jazz.
Have we actually played any Chef Boyabeach before, though?
Oh no, not on the show. Sorry,
yeah,
no,
probably he's not.
As well. There you
so
go.
He would have been.
But he's not new to us.
No.
But yeah, no. Big up Jamzig, man. If you need to, if you need to go find him, Jamzig, very easy to go find. On the grammars, we follow him. So go type that in. His name is down below. You'll see it. Timestamp in the descriptions. Also, Deep Mantra Collective. All one word on Instagram, easy to find also, man. Yeah. Nice and new. One more feature to go, Todd.
Who's Todd?
I don't know, girl. You do it all the time.
Just when you say it, like when I'm in this scenario and you call me Todd, I'm like, it doesn't seem it's right weird. Now.
Yeah, but even when we're out, I'll call you, I'll just say Cuts as well.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
That's, I mean, Jamsy can probably relate to this. I just, Cov's thing to do is just half people. I haven't called you Cut, I'll be like, Cuts.
Yeah, that's what Patrick calls me. I just call you Dread.
He calls me
Dread as well.
All the time, yeah.
Rover.
Spoke to him a day, innit?
Rover, mate.
Yeah, some people have.
Yeah. Sometimes I call you anything, like it's all Dread, Sibo, Charlie. Fucking Charlie.
It's usually girls who family friendly call me Charlie. Most is, well, the old boys here call me CBO, not Sibo.
CBO.
That's how it actually started.
CBO.
So my banger name.
Yeah, watch out for that one.
Jesus!
Just fucking go.
Stuff's happening.
Yeah. Bro, what we got for the final feature of the show?
Last but not least. We're going to choir this whole one.
Yes.
Back with Foundation Audio.
Yeah.
Well, halfway going to choir that. Just comes out, yo. Back with Foundation Audio. Of course, we had Tefa and RSD.
Cool, that was a big one.
The vinyl release on the last show. Chad sent this at the same time. We got old Chad. Chad flows, man. He's been posting some of his bars on Instagram. Did you see that?
No.
You need to check that out.
I will.
I forgot from his track. What's it called? I've forgotten.
Don't worry about it.
Go have a look. Prove. Yeah. I love this guy's sound. Very minimal.
I haven't even heard this shit.
You not heard of CP yet?
No.
What? I added it to the notes.
Yeah, I had the files, I just haven't listened yet.
Yeah, I would have sent
you. You sent me through.
Look to catch Trump on that. But yeah, I just love Prue's like dark minimal vibes, man. He does a lot with a little.
Mm.
And yeah, we're going to go for the A-track. We've got Auger,
mate. Auger.
Scenario, Envy. I was almost leaning towards playing featuring Envy, you know. And Boiled as well.
Sick.
Big up Proof. Big up Foundation Audio. Check this one out. Thank you.
It's a nice little ending of that one.
Yeah, we kind of, we started a bit hard.
Yeah.
Rather than build it up, we kind of
brought it down.
Yeah, just a little chill.
It's like a dreamy tune, man. Yeah, something, man. I listen to when I'm sleeping, and that tune comes on, and I have a nice dream.
Yeah, man.
I have a nice bagging dream, man.
Chilling. Ziploc, Jamzig, and Prove bringing us those darker chiller vibes.
Yeah, today, man. Big up to those guys for doing that.
Yeah. But yeah, that one's the Digi Only on Foundation Audio, 1st of Feb, drop in. I think you can go pre-order it right now, though. So go and do that if you want to go get it. Foundation Audio's Bandcamp is where to go. Cool. That's the show, bro.
That's a record for that amount of tunes.
Hour and a half.
Bro, we're so sick.
Professionals.
We are the most professional dubstep podcast in the world.
I think we're the only dubstep podcast. That's probably you weirdo. That went through me, that bit. Oh, you're funny. We got there, mate.
Yeah, we did all right.
I don't know what, just two shows in a row, no bevvies.
Nice.
Yeah, probably would be 2 hours if we had the beers.
Cause yeah, because we would have waffled, mate. Just, you know what we're like.
Get a bit tipsy.
But do you know what? Here's what it is. We've got some Fanta. We got some tea.
Tea and water.
Wah.
But I've got editing to do, man. I've got to get the show done and sorted today. Busy tomorrow, so let's get
what
it sorted. What are you doing? Hey, let's have a nice time. Have a nice little time.
Yeah.
Nah. But yes, look out for Deep Tempo Presents 002 announcement. By the next show, it would have been announced. So you need to, if you don't want to miss it and you want to grab early bird tickets, then sign up for our newsletter. It will be down below, the link to that. Check out the Bizarre guest mix if you didn't. There may also be another show announcement by the time that comes. If you are a promoter or you know your local promoter and you want us to come play in your ends, then it's helen@enki.co.uk.
You what?
Enki. -agency.co.uk down in the description anyway. You know where to go. We'll just tag them on the socials, tag your promoter, tag the events, say, oi,
oi,
bring these people through.
Come on the chill.
We got a busy year ahead, man, because we're planning some shit, boy. Events, bad. Oh, I can't wait for it to all get rolling. Hopefully we have a nice, you know, easy time with traveling and just, you know, the Rona business not affecting the things, the clubs and the promoters out there. But anything else, Carl? Have we covered it all?
I think so. I mean, it's probably something we've forgotten, but no, I think that's everything.
That's it. Just let us know down below, people. Yeah. What was your favourite? What are you bought? What are you copying? What did we miss? Have you missed any other that'll be January done now by the time we come back.
It'll
be Feb in 2 weeks' time. We'll have a load of forthcoming heat for you still. Like I said, competitions, all of that. So you don't want to miss the upcoming shows. And that's it. We're going to leave you with this outro tune. I've just found one. It's the latest free download as of 9 days ago from today, from Daceplate, Meeks and Millions, Year of the Real. It's a Daceplate and Dunman remix. You just got to do a little clicky clicky free download, probably reshare type thing, which I'm going to do so I can get the tune too. Hope you enjoy. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Two.
Like it. Subscribe. Peace.
The man at the desk just asking me questions. No sergeant, I don't feel suicidal. Fans play my tunes on Tidal. When I'm trying to spend street money on raffles, I dash my phone, but I got it backed up, so I can't really land in that SIM card's battle.
True.
Next time I got my work, I'm running like Usain Bolt in Olympic fans.
Live.
Rejected the duty solicitor and went no coming, it ain't rocket science. And his teammate hot is frying, I in the ganja farm and the crap keeps dying. Boy, I'm on the deck and the night boss fine, won't get through this door, how hard you try it? Barricade in case the Power Rangers raid and Abman on basic dying. I just come at the station pissed in more, this time should I ask for a pickies. Man, the tree that I black out the whip, these tips out me bends and carrying sticks. I hit the market down, shutting 20s for 10s, of course there's magic in it. So the rocking to traffic and brick, don't touch the suitcase, there's packets in it. Kitchen thing to the training ground, it might have got big off the football towel. I spent 7 on the Xander, but old school times would have been Scott and Lyle. Or should I say Lyle and Scott, that 40 did damn, I had no eyes. Go for shutter machine in these limpid jeans. That's what you call pattern and style. That 50cc weren't blowing no chase, man. After getting de-restricted, rolled in the dash on my seat, just lifted. Bust the red lights and the Drake just missed it. 15 mil get the goals encrypted. For the BGP, man, might just risk it. And it ain't for no biscuit. Our boxer B in raw brown roots.
Drop the last thing. Got everyone asking what's with the map thing. Did he want it? I've been drafting. Did he paid off this rap thing or is he trapping? I got friends in the USA now, I can fly packs in. But right now, the man, throwing a man thing back. We got UK cheap and A's for the low. 3545 for the dancing. I paid 3 G's for the hunting. Get your block right planting. Free my G's on the landing. I can tell by the way that my man's acting that he's never been locked for the mad thing. Lost it all and remanded. Sat in jail getting racks in. Connecting, came home, got links all over the map. Now I'm active. Take a time in jail for some daft shit. My last one was good while it lasted. 10 quid on a Tuesday, stupid bastards. Two kids in the band, don't moving backwards. Push flakes till I paid in the grave or landing. Guess I paid off trapping.
If I get
locked with ops now, rock my sock, I'm killing with snakes on the landing. No. I woke up switching, pissed off at random. Public on my bitch, never answered. I'm on FaceTime to my G, go to the strip club and show me the dancers. Put the home of a mansion. I've been home to my phone in abandoned. Home to the road, getting dope for my nanas. I'm a hoe that I'm a McManus. Shit I did for the dough, man, a savage. Manchester home of the gangsters. Ounces, into my phone, go bangers. Anything I do in there, go bangers. If it went for the feds, I'd show you a madness. This ain't promo. If I post a pic with Bobo, I'm the popo doing mad shit in the pop with the YOLO doing backflips. Got a TP the block and OT the magic. I gotta have it, must be habits, rusty banging. Country slanging, under husband, you ain't ganging. Change the game, better thank him. Change the game, better thank him. Young rich shit, what the fiends and the fans think.
Talk about it.